Well, as all of that was playing out, there have also been these ministerial talks between Australia and Papua New Guinea. Maurice Payne is Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister. She's just returned from those talks. She joined me a short time ago. Minister, thank you for joining us. I'll ask you about PNG in just a moment. But on Dr. Yung Heng Jun, is he a spy for Australia or anyone else?
Linda, we've made it very clear that there is no basis for any allegation that Dr. Yung was spying for the Australian government. And of course, I can only speak for Australia, but I have no information to support an accusation that that might be the case for any other country. I really want to reinforce that the Australian government is very concerned and disappointed to learn that our Australian citizen, Dr. Yung Jun, has been arrested and will continue to be detained at this very difficult time. Our thoughts are with him and with his family.
What exactly is he alleged to have done? Do you have any clarity on the precise details?
Linda, we've been advised that he's been arrested on what is called suspicion of espionage, and that is the detail that we have at the moment, but also advised that he will continue to be detained, as I said. We have got some concerns for his welfare and the conditions under which he has been held, and we have consistently expressed those in very clear terms to the Chinese authorities. There are a number of requests that we have made. We've requested that his case be treated fairly and transparently. We have asked that he be granted immediate access to his lawyers. And although he has been detained for almost 7 months, this has not occurred. We've asked for further clarification regarding the reasons for his detention. And we have also said that if he's being detained for his political views, then he should be released.
Can you confirm that this will be a capital matter, that an Australian citizen will now potentially face the death penalty in China?
The crime that it is suggested that he may have committed, the crime of spying or espionage, is one of 46 criminal offences in China, which is eligible for the death penalty under their criminal code. But we don't have enough detail on the nature of the charges that may be laid to confirm that at this stage. Of course, Australia strenuously opposes the death penalty in all circumstances for all people, and I will continue to work tirelessly to advocate for Dr. Yung's interests, including in the context of any risk of the death penalty being applied.
When you spoke last month about your expectations of China to treat Dr. Yung fairly, humanely, in accordance with international norms, Beijing warned Australia not to interfere in China's legal handling of this case. It said Australia should cease making irresponsible remarks. How much leverage do you realistically have, do you think, in that climate?
Linda, we have been very consistent in our advocacy for Dr. Yung with the Chinese government, including my raising it directly with my counterpart, State Councillor Wang Yi, on two occasions and in correspondence on more occasions than that. Australia expects, and I think the expectation of the community is that the basic standards of justice and procedural fairness should be met. And we are going to continue, and I will continue, to press Chinese authorities for that. I will advocate for an Australian citizen where I need to, and in this case I will advocate strongly and continue to do so for Dr. Yung.
And what about Dr. Yung's wife? She's the subject of an exit ban from China. She's an Australian permanent resident. Is there any progress securing her liberty?
She continues, as I understand it, to be subject to an exit ban and was prevented previously from departing China. She's also been questioned in relation to this matter. She is, yes, as you say, a permanent resident, but she is not an Australian citizen, and we don't have an immediate entitlement to consular access in that case.
And you've just arrived back in Australia from Papua New Guinea, ministerial talks in the past day. PNG looking for assistance to help alleviate the pressure of its $12 billion budget deficit. Given that they're considering getting assistance from China if Australia doesn't come to the party, does Australia have really any choice but to step in here?
We made a lot of progress in our discussions yesterday in our ministerial forum, the 27th ministerial forum between Australia and Papua New Guinea, which I think is a very strong indicator of the depth and breadth of this relationship. Financial matters and Papua New Guinea budgetary matters were obviously part of those conversations. And as the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, indicated with me in Port Moresby yesterday, we will have officials working to see what support and engagement Australia can provide. But I think the development of our comprehensive strategic and economic partnership, which was committed to by Prime Minister Marape and Prime Minister Morrison when the Papua New Guinea Prime Minister was here for his guest of government visit just a really short time ago, is a great indication of the development of the Australia-Papua New Guinea partnership, and it is very much one which we view in the context of a partnership and one which has enormous opportunity going forward.
Minister, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Linda.
The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne.